Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of All Things 80s and 90s, where the good and the bad is talked about. Today's episode is about old trends making their way back to the top in fashion among the people. Some say old things should stay in the past, but some of these fashion choices aren't as bad as they think. Let's start with the 80s. Some of the clothing items I have noticed coming back from this era are as follows. Patchwork denim, velvet outfits, off-the-shoulder articles of clothing, and cropped jeans. Patchwork denim is one of my favorites that has started popping up more and more. The sometimes big or small designs can add a whole new look to your outfit. For instance, if you want to add a bit of color to a plain looking outfit, this would be a great choice. Now, velvet outfits. I myself am not very fond of this particular comeback, but it seems that it has become super popular. The material itself has an interesting feel to it. It's not soft, yet it's not rough. In other words, it's a weird happy medium in texture. Even though this has been a trend I've seen almost everywhere, I just don't get why it has gotten to be as popular as it is. The 90s have got to be my favorite era, especially when it comes to the clothing. While searching for articles of clothes found from the 90s, I discovered that even as a teenager living in 2018, I would wear most of the outfits. Some rising in these days include leather jackets, overalls, mom jeans, round glasses, and combat boots. If you want to go for the too cool for school look, then a leather jacket would be perfect for you. Wearing one would definitely make you feel like you came straight out of a movie with biker gangs, giving you the confidence to show everyone who's boss. Overalls are absolutely amazing. If you don't want to go for a super girly look while still being presentable, throwing on a pair is the thing to do. If you think blue overalls are overrated, don't worry. Nowadays, you can grab some in almost any color. Some of the top colors I have noticed are red, yellow, and black. With each color, you can give off the vibe most appealing to you. Mom jeans are the high-waist pair pants that have become such a big hit. Walking down the halls at school, there will usually be at least a few people wearing them. With these jeans in particular, I believe you must find the right shirt to go with them. I would recommend either a solid shirt with little to no design, or a striped shirt would also be a good idea. Just make sure to not wear something too crazy for a top that would more than likely clash with these bottoms. Round glasses are probably one of the items leaning towards the low end of my scale. I don't have anything really against round glasses, but if you plan on buying a pair, I would say to try them on first. Whether as sunglasses or glasses you actually need to see with. These don't always go with the different face shapes people have, and if you buy them without putting them on, then you may immediately regret your purchase. If I had to pick one item from the list of trends I have shared, I would pick this next one in a heartbeat. Combat boots have always been something I have wanted, and it makes me happy to see that I'm not the only one in love with these shoes. They come up a little higher than your ankle and may seem big and heavy, but they do look really good with almost any outfit of your choice. The best part about these shoes is the fact that they will last you forever and won't wear down as fast as other shoes. These boots also come in a variety of styles, with the ability to pick the color you want, or if you desire to have shiny shoes, you can get the look that fits you best. It's kind of weird how these old trends are new to those who hadn't grown up in the time where they first started. If it was gone for a while, why would they come back? And the next question is, why was it gone in the first place? Everyone may have their own answers to these questions, but I believe some people simply became bored of these things. Each generation of people have the need for new things or things that excite them, constantly being manufactured for their benefit. Think of it this way. As a child, we all held on to some sort of toy that we loved. As you get older, you start to not use it as much, then it gets to the point where it's hidden away and no longer being used. But when you're an adult and you have children, then you might give them that toy you love. Then the process will continue with them. That's exactly how trends are. They start big, start to fade away, goes away for a while, and then will begin to grow big again, repeating this process. If you want to see how these kind of clothing looked back then, my best advice to you is to ask one of your family members or friends to show you something like their yearbook or pictures they took in those decades. Looking at these items are more effective to knowing what has changed, how it's changed, and what is still the same now, compared to looking online. As now we come to the closing of this episode, I hope you will be able to take the time to look around and see the trends that came back, even though the ones I listed may be the ones that are more common. There are still so many more out there in the world, from denim outfits to round glasses. No matter how popular the thing is, all of it is making a statement through our generation's choices of clothing. That's all for today, and thank you for listening to all things 80s and 90s.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.